If love is a drug, can a drug make you fall in love? Hello, I'm Fiona Gruber, and to explore the complex of emotions and ethics at the heart of Lucy Prebble's award-winning play, The Effect, I caught up with her in London. I also had a chat with one of the play's Melbourne stars, Sigrid Thornton, about the way the play works, why it works, and her role as the flawed and conflicted Dr. Lorna James. So what's she like?
She's a trick, initially. I mean, the play starts with the character of the doctor overseeing a pharmaceutical trial in which our two central figures of Tristan and Connie, played by Nathaniel Dean and Zara Newman, respectively, they're the people we're following in this drugs trial for a major drug company into the efficacy of antidepressants. And it presents for her a number of very serious and contradictory arguments about the nature of depression, the activity of the human brain and indeed the human heart, the nature of love, what it means. So these are some of the central themes of the play.
It's an interesting role because, of course, you play someone who's a figure of authority and yet the audience has to kind of know that you're also in the middle emotionally and ethically just as much as your patients are.
You're quite right, and the play is set in a very clinical environment and it's dealing with the dehumanisation, if you like, of some of the things that we care most deeply about in most of our lives. And there's also this kind of big brother pharmaceutical company in the background which has more than a bit of input as a fifth character. So there's this tension all the time between not only Dr. James and her patients, but Dr. James and herself and Dr. James and the character of Toby, who happens to be overseeing the trial over her. And he adds this other element to the cake.
And he's played by William McGuinness.
He's played by William McGuinness, with whom I worked before for a couple of years, actually, and whom I'm terribly fond of, and I think he's going to be marvellous in the role.
Have you worked with him since Sea Change?
No, I haven't. So it'll be fun. It'll be a blast, actually. He's got a fantastic speech, which I don't want to spoil, in which he gives a lecture that he's given for many, many years running for more than one different drug company. It's a generic speech that he trots out, and it's not only very funny, but very gripping and chilling as well.
Lucy Prebble's decision to set the play in a drug trial was inspired by both theatrical and psychological motives, as well as real-life events.
How did you go about constructing this play?
It began with two elements in my mind, one of which was that the setting and location of a drugs trial was inherently theatrical because it takes place in one location over a set period of time. It fulfills a sort of sense of Aristotelian unity. But the other was really very much more emotional and personal, and it was about the feeling I wanted to create to do with what love feels like, and equally on the other side, what depression feels like, and that in some way they are oppositional to each other. And it felt to me that this has some scientific basis, even though that's a sort of artistic, emotional idea, because the neurotransmitters of the brain, which are acted on by antidepressants, are the same as the neurotransmitters that are acted on when you fall in love. And I was very interested in seeing if it was possible to create a feeling of love on stage and also a feeling of depression, and to explore how real or not these things are. Because if you have two actors on stage, as we did, who are kissing each other, touching each other, looking into each other's eyes and expressing extreme affection, we know they're actors, but they're also actually doing those things. And we know, both sort of from personal experience and from scientific studies, that actually doing those things provokes feelings of affection and love for people. And I thought, that's really interesting, because it's possible you can create love that way. And people can feel in the audience that happening.
Let's talk a little bit about the background to The Effect and the real-life drug trials that did, I presume, spark your interest in this four-hander.
I do remember clearly the reporting that there was around a set of drug trials that went very wrong, only because it wasn't something I'd ever even really heard of before. And that immediately piqued my interest, because there was a lot of reporting about how horrific the effects and injuries were of those taking part in the trial. So it ran on quite a lot of front pages. And I remember thinking, gosh, what is that world? What's happened there?
You actually went on a drug trial, didn't you, to actually do research for this play?
I did go on a drugs trial, and that was for a drug that was designed to be immunity boosting. One person said to me while I was there that the really difficult thing isn't being given a drug, it's just living in an environment that's that small for that period of time, because many drug trials are weeks long.
Because at the beginning of the play, the two main protagonists have to sign consent forms. And yet, how can you consent to something when you don't actually know what's going to happen? And even the scientists don't know what's going to happen.
What does interest me is the amount that we put ourselves at risk emotionally, and therefore also physically, because there isn't really a divide between the emotional and the physical when we love other people. And obviously, essentially, at the heart of the play is a conversation about how we affect each other.
I think that the fantastic complexity of this play, in which it deals with the premise that there is a possibility in this, in the context of this trial, with these two attractive young characters actually being very attracted to one another, that their attraction is due to an inside influence, a chemical influence bit that's being created by this drug that they're trialing. And one of the trickiest things about this play and one of the most fascinating things about this play is that we still don't really know very much at all about the mechanism of the human brain. We can measure levels of serotonin, and we can measure brain waves, and we can measure electrical activity. But we really don't know much other than that. That's about as far as it goes, as far as I can understand. And there's this vast, complex frontier, which really, when you look at it physically, is just a pile of mush that performs all these tasks that are miraculous. And we still don't really quite understand how they all fit together and what influences both inside and out can have on the outcomes. So it's a really complex piece of writing, and it proposes a lot of big questions. And I hope that people will continue to ask those questions long after they've seen the play.
Sigrid Thornton, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you for having me, Fiona. I'm excited to be here.
And thank you to Lucy Prebble in London. Melbourne Theatre Company's production of The Effect is on at Southbank Theatre, The Sumner, between August the 16th and September the 20th. To find out more and book tickets, visit our website on www.mtc.com.au or call us on 03 8688 0800.